Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Tuesday, December 11th. This one goes to 11.
What a show.
Yeah, it is. We found out about finding out why things go bump in the night and why they scare us so much. Really didn't find out too much on this one here, but it did talk about how your brain interprets sound.
They apparently think we're mice because they experimented on mice and it worked on mice, therefore it must work on us. And that's where I draw the line, guys.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for the mice who are constantly getting freaked out.
Yeah.
And what they were trying to figure out is how do sounds become a meaning in our minds?
Yeah.
What they did is a couple of triggers on these particular mice. One of them was that like little puffs of air shoved into their eyes where they would hear the sound, the p sound.
Yeah.
And then they would actually have, I would imagine, a clangy sound of like food hitting a dish.
All right.
And so what they would do is they would, in essence, make those sounds. And what they did was they looked at the brain scans of the mice, and they found like the ones that were getting the puffs of air, they start to kind of wince a little bit and squint, mm-hmm. like the air was coming. And the little mice that were hearing the sound of their food coming out were starting to salivate.
Where was the meowing? If you put a meow in there, I'd like to see that reaction for a mouse.
That would be the Janie Pope standing in one place. Do I get a gun or wait for the sound to come again?
It's like when the ice falls and it's like dead silent at night, and then all of a sudden you think that somebody's in your house about to murder you. I mean, I don't go get a weapon or anything. I just freeze and hope they don't come get me.
Three sounds that do that. The ice, as you mentioned, smoke alarm, and a dog or a cat with a hairball. Yes.
Oh, God. The dog or the cat with a hairball. I'm like a ninja. That's a different story.
Yeah, absolutely. Wakes you up out of a dead sleep there. So this is kind of cool, especially when we're talking about sustainability and repurposing things that we no longer need, per se. Amtrak retired about 20 train cars not too long ago. And what they did is they went together and partnered with a company to develop a recycled product out of the 6,080 leather seat covers. They've made luggage out of them. Launched earlier this month. You can pick them up, I imagine, on the Amtrak website. But they have different types of bags, the Weekender, the Conductor Weekender, all the way down to the Agent Backpack, Passenger Tote, and Dispatcher Dop Kit.
It seems kind of expensive. I don't really buy a lot of bags, but the Conductor Weekender is like $435.
Yeah, it looks pretty expensive. But honestly, it's really cool and stylish. So if you got the money, it's neat.
If they're complete leather, then maybe that would justify the money. But kind of a neat way for them to at least to not just throw it away. They're actually repurposing it for something. So we learned about dollar stores. There are more dollar stores in the United States of America than there are Starbucks and McDonald's combined.
That's amazing to me. Of course, you got the three biggies.
Yeah.
Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, and Dollar General. And I said when I was growing up, we had Five and Dime shops.
Yes, I remember Woolworths. That's how old I am.
Right, 5 and 10.
But anyways, this article went on to talk about what is it that employees of the dollar stores, what are they spending their money on? What are their secrets? What's going on, honey?
What do they buy there?
They said, in essence, paper products is the best deal. At least the employees say that's most frequently bought is paper products, like paper towels, paper cards, candy, and stuff like that. They also said a lot of times, I didn't mention this on the air, but it was in the article, I just remembered this, that they are kind of the warehouse for many other stores. Like if you have a restaurant or some sort of business.
And you need something.
You
right
need
away.
Something, yeah. You head over to the dollar store because they don't have a limit on the things you can buy.
Not all of it's good quality.
No, not true. Not true. There are some bad things in there.
Yeah.
The wrapping paper, like if you're looking for cheap holiday wrapping paper, they have the metallic kind that's shiny and sparkly and everything for like $1 a roll.
Dollar a roll.
How about balloons? Yep. Balloons are the deal too, right?
Yeah, balloons is that's what's up. If you need, you go to like a party store, you can buy a bouquet of 5 or 6 balloons for $30. You can go there. Each balloon is $1.
Yeah.
And it's great. You can buy 10 balloons that are metallic and mylar and everything with helium. And it's really great.
By the way, that is the money maker. That is the thing that
dollar
stores
makes. Oh, yeah, that's their big profit.
Yeah,
okay.
Big profit on that one there. So we learned that we've been hanging our Christmas lights wrong all these years. What other thing have we been doing wrong? Come to find out, there's a San Francisco designer who says that you should be hanging your lights instead of horizontally as you string them from top to bottom or bottom to top. You should actually go vertical.
Instead of longitudinally.
Instead of around, you go up and down.
just to speak to all the Mercator projection people out there.
Yes, matey. So he says that the reason you want to do it that way is that the bulbs won't get hidden behind the tree. Because if you wrap it around, sometimes it doesn't get on the outside of the branches. It gets kind of inside. Huh. I kind of like that the inside's kind of lit a little bit.
Yeah, I have ornaments that I want lighted on the inside of the tree. You know?
Yeah,
right.
So he suggests starting with the end of the lights, the side that does not have the plug at the top, pull the lights down vertically and then weave them into the tree until they are hanging at the bottom, and then move over 3 or 4 inches and then take the bottom part and work your way back up. Do kind of a zigzag up and down motion like that.
Well, that'd be very slimming.
Yes.
The vertical stripes.
Very true. Very true.
And I just hope that the plug ends up in the right place so that I can get it into the wall.
That's it, right there.
That's my thing. I'm like, if I start at the top, that's backwards. I don't know how to do that.
I think I've done that once in my entire life, and I wish I can tell you the secret to getting the plug where it needs to be.
No, you just lucked out.
Yeah, lucked out.
Yeah.
He also gives you one more point of order putting your lights on vertically. He says when it comes taking the lights down, instead of them being inside the tree and maybe sap's gotten onto them or they've gotten hung up on a branch, they're very easy to get off that way. So there you go.
I'm going to try it out. I'm putting up my tree this week, so I'll let you know.
All right.
Yeah, please do.
Full report.
Disney now selling ugly Christmas sweaters.
All right.
Yeah, they're selling at their Disney store. They've got some that light up, and in particular, there are two that are deemed ugly. And I don't think they're anything but ugly, but we'll go along with it.
All right.
One of them's called the Mickey Mouse Ugly Christmas Sweater for Adults, green, featuring rows and rows of tiny Mickey Mouse ears, and red and black, along with candy canes, bows, and holly, and, of course, snowflakes. The second one is a Mickey Mouse ear hat, ugly sweater for woman. Basically the same design, except they have Mickey ears in the rows as well.
I thought of a really good one. Take just the big head of the dwarfs, right?
Okay.
They got the floppy ears and the big noses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have those actually come out, you know, give it noses and floppy ears.
Yeah, three-dimensional. That would be cute.
That's some pretty ugly people right there.
if ugly is what you're truly going for. Yeah, and they have the one with the hoodie with the ears on the hoodie is clever.
Yeah,
I like
Grumpy.
That. But all their stuff's cute.
I want Grumpy, the big frown, that giant beezer coming off his nose.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Okay, Storm, it's not really supposed to be ugly.
Okay. Hey.
And then finally, we've been fun talking a lot about Instant Pots and wine. There might be a commonality here, but
we got a lot of letters from prisoners in the area.
Apparently, we talked a few weeks ago, of you can make wine with your Instant Pot. Wouldn't recommend doing it unless you just want a project. But this is a little bit more manageable. Mulled wine, which is in essence warmed up wine,
and part of it is to get the smell of those warm spices, the cinnamons and the clove, throughout your house. I imagine this would be a pretty good way to do it, though.
Absolutely. First off, a word of warning, they say placing liquor in your Instant Pot will cause your Instant Pot to catch fire.
Yes.
So do not do that.
You've now made an IED.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. So you want to go with red table wine. And in essence, what mulled wine is from Germany, but you're spicing up the wine. So you put a little orange zest, some apple juice, some cinnamon sticks, some cloves, a little bit of honey, all that stuff. And so what you're doing, in essence, is you're putting it in the Instant Pot with the pressure cooker in pressure cooker mode, but you're not turning it on. Not putting a timer on it. Sounds kind of weird, but what happens is the Instant Pot has to heat up, and then when it's at a proper temperature, that's when the timer starts. So that's why when the directions are at our website, it says, set up your Instant Pot and set the timer for 0 minutes. So in essence, it warms up the wine a little bit. It's still under pressure, so all that orange zest and honey and clove are actually going to be infused into the red wine, and therefore you'll have a nice, tastier wine.
Now, do you dip it right out of the Instant Pot, or do you put it in a bowl or something?
No, you leave it in your Instant Pot. Just hit the cancel button.
So it stays warm that way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got
exactly.
You.
This is, I was doing the Epcot Around the World thing the other day, and I'd never even tried it. I know cider is a thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I'd never tried this before, and I was floored. I loved it.
Yeah, believe it or not, there's a town in California called Solvang, which is the largest Danish town outside of Denmark.
Yeah.
But they had mold. It's a big wine area there, and they actually had mold wine. And it was just kind of weird because it was like, well, you're supposed to be Danish, but this is a German tradition. So I don't know
I had it in Germany.
I don't know if it's maybe it's a tradition of Denmark as well, but that's the first time I had it, and it was surprisingly good.
Yeah, but when it cools off, it's not so good.
Oh, it's horrible.
I know. You got to drink it while it's hot.
It's like sake. It's not good when it's cold.
Right, exactly.
So there's our show for today. Tuesday, December 11th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC.
Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.